This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. As of Sunday, March 22nd, there was one confirmed case of coronavirus in western Illinois. It's in Adams County. But for the most part, the region has steered clear of the virus so far. I talked to the chief medical officer at McDonough District Hospital, who says we must remain vigilant to prevent the spread of the disease. Normally, Dr. Redcard and I would do this interview face-to-face, either here at the Tri-State's Public Radio Studios or at the MDH campus. But this conversation took place over the phone, which should tell you how seriously Card is taking the threat of coronavirus spreading.
Just prior to this discussion, I was looking at the statistics in Europe, and the curve there is becoming almost vertical as far as the number of cases of the disease.
Is it possible for there to be cases in McDonough County and we just don't know about them?
Yes, it is possible and may in fact be the case. This is a very infective virus. Until December, no human immune system had ever seen this virus, so there's no immunity to it built into the population. So it is quite possible that it could be around, which is why we keep stressing, wash your hands, then wash your hands again, and stay out of groups, and cover coughs and sneezes.
Is it likely that it's here?
I think it's probable.
The idea, you mentioned it just a moment ago, that our immune systems had never encountered this until December. Is that what scares you the most or concerns you the most about this?
That is part of it. I mean, it is a virus which infects a lot of people. Fortunately, most will get well, but it can be very serious for certain parts of the population. Since nobody's immune system has ever seen it, there is no herd immunity, it is likely to spread very quickly.
Are you concerned people are not taking this seriously enough, especially if they don't know anyone who's been infected with coronavirus?
Absolutely. I think this is something, I don't think we need to panic. I think we need to be concerned, and I think we need to take it seriously. The idea that, somehow this is just going to mysteriously stop when the weather gets warmer, I don't think we can count on that. If that does in fact happen, then that would be great. But I think we have to be prepared for this to go, maybe as long as 6 to 12 months before enough people have been exposed to the virus and gained immunity that it can stop spreading.
Is there one point in particular you want people to think about regarding this virus?
I think it's, the things about washing your hands and avoiding close contact, in public places, I think that's very, very important. I think the other thing is if you have a mild viral illness, you have a flu-like illness, please call your family doctor. Do not come to the emergency room. Do not go into the doctor's office. You know, our worst-case scenario is that someone comes to the emergency room with a flu-like illness and exposes all of our emergency room, and everybody in the ER then has to be on a 14-day quarantine, and we will run out of people very quickly. So if you have a flu-like illness, if you're concerned, please call your family physician.
Dr. Redcard is the chief medical officer of McDonough District Hospital. He says the staff at MDH has been working hard to prepare for the possibility of coronavirus spreading through McDonough County. Card believes the hospital is as ready as it can possibly be. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.